91st session of the Associated Students on Wednesday, May 24th at 5:30 p.m. in Ansari, Room 212 and on Zoom. First, can you all join me for the Pledge of Allegiance and Land Acknowledgement? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. To begin, it is important to recognize the space and place that we are all able to live, work, and learn in. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Numu, Northern Paiute, Washu, Washoe, Numu, Nuu, Western Shoshone, and Nuu, Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for Indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. It is in this moment we recognize their connection to this land and honor their powerful legacy. The next order of business is roll call.
Speaker Salah.
Present.
Senator Acklin.
Present.
Senator Ahmed.
Present.
Senator Ali.
Absent, excused.
Senator Bullock. Senator Brumfield.
Present.
Senator Duhamel.
Present.
Senator Frobes.
Present.
Senator Girardello.
Present.
Senator Hale.
Party unexcused.
Senator Jojen.
Absent excused.
Senator Kuhl.
Present.
Senator Landazuri. Senator Limbacher.
Present.
Senator Martin.
Present.
Senator Meisberger.
Present.
Senator Mirth.
Present.
Senator Acevedo Perez.
Present.
Senator Perez Alvarez.
Present.
Senator Pickerell. Senator Raygoza.
Party unexcused.
Senator Schaefer.
Present.
Senator Thompson.
Present.
Senator Jay Tracy.
Party excused.
Senator M. Tracy.
Party excused.
A quorum is present.
Perfect. Thank you, Nathan. Moving on to agenda item 5, is there any public comment at this time? Okay. Okay, there's no public comment in the viewing gallery.
Isa?
There's public comment?
There's public.
Can they hear me or is it
through? It's through my computer, so you can come over here. If you want.
So I'll just do
it
the next public.
Okay. Never mind.
Okay. Seeing no public comment, we're going to move into agenda item receipt of petitions and correspondence to the Senate and referrals. I will be reading into the record all the nominations and applications that we will be reviewing tonight. We have the nomination for Assistant Director of Budget and SEAB for the Department of Clubs and Organizations, Malcolm Feast. The nomination for Assistant Director for the Department of Government Affairs, Liesl Kemmelmeyer. The nomination for Associate Justice for the Judicial Council, Nathan Noble. The nomination for Assistant Director for the Department of IDEA, Alexia Walk. The nomination for Assistant Director of Club Renewal and Interns for the Department of Clubs and Organizations, Brianna Rizza. And the nomination for Assistant Director of Marketing and Special Projects for the Department of Campus Wellness, Om Patel. Moving into agenda item 7, report of ASUN officers, we'll begin with President Boris Carpio-Guerra.
Hello, senators. This week, I met with higher admin and talked about a variety of projects the university is moving forward for this upcoming fiscal year. We mentioned the COLA fiscal impact and advocating for 80% funding rather than 61%. And then have been planning out and starting research on ASUN tangible goals for the Empower Nevada session. So that's all I got.
Thank you, Boris. Are there any questions for President Carpio-Guerra? Okay, we're going to move on to Vice President Hanna Alkiza.
Hello, friends. I hope you had success with your finals. This week, I've met with OPS to make some summer events for our incoming students. Been reaching out to orientation leaders to tour our office, and we showed them Pack Life today. I'm getting the orientation materials soon. That starts on June 13th, and hopefully we'll have a sign up for that coming up soon. I helped Stason with the lunch for retreat with our campus partners. We met as a president advisory board to talk about retreat and what we can do. We're preparing for orientation again, going to the civic engagement conference next week. We also met with President Sandoval about what the upcoming year will look like. I've met with Nevada Fit leaders and talked about what our involvement will also look like this year. And as a whole, I'm excited to see what our nominees have to offer. Thank you.
Are there any questions for Vice President Alkiza? Okay, thank you, Hannah. Next, we have Director of Programming, Janelle Stevenson.
I have her report. Hello, everyone. I hope you have all had an amazing week so far. Regarding the Department of Programming, I have been busy conducting further interviews and offering positions to individuals. Continue to work with Ari on concert process, finish training materials for the training I have today with the board, and setting up meetings with my ADs to further communicate goals. Expectations and other things we'll be working on very soon, such as concert retreat presentations, their meeting presentations to relay their expectations for the board in terms of marketing and budget needs. Once again, I have mentioned I've been working further to interview and hire individuals. There are still two positions open, so if you know of anyone that might be interested or a good fit, please let her know and apply via Workday. If you have any questions, please contact me via direct email with an ASUN listserv, and she'll get back to you.
Awesome. Thank you, Boris. Okay, moving on to Director of Campus and Public Relations, Olivia Ngo.
Hi, friends. Hope your summer is off to a great start and that you're not drowning in summer homework like I am. I'm working with Inkblot and Amy this week on documents for the new student planner for the 2023 to 2024 school year. And then Vice President Alkiza and I have just been checking in on our PAC-friendly businesses, and we're starting to get a lot of responses, which is really nice. Tomorrow, I'm meeting with Inkblot to plan our vision for the year, as well as meeting with the University Marketing and Communications Department. And then some of my near future projects are just working on boilerplate language for any communications from the president's office, as well as doing a Vogue-style blog interview with Vice President Alkiza and President Carpio-Guerra to kind of introduce the student body to our new executive board. So if there's any questions, please let me know.
Are there any questions for Director Ngo? Okay, thank you, Olivia. Moving on to Chief Justice Braden Toybo.
Hi, everyone. Nothing really exciting to report this week. I met today with Stason to discuss the retreat presentation for judicial counsel. And after talking with the council, pretty quickly we came up with an activity. So that's exciting. Other than that, introducing our candidate for Associate Justice today. So hopefully you all support and like his presentation.
Are there any questions for Chief Justice Toybo? Okay, thank you, Braden. Moving on to Director of Executive Affairs, Isabella Hatt.
Hello, Senators. I hope you're all doing well. Just a few updates from me. I've begun putting together a list of alumni who would be interested in joining us for another alumni mixer in a few months when we return from school. Additionally, I've been helping in terms of alumni, assisting DEO with outreach to certain alumni for retreat. The partnership application is coming along well, and it's up and ready on the website. The marketing is still in the works, but hopefully it'll be ready by retreat to distribute to you guys and further promote the internship as we go along. Also working on a presentation for a retreat for the partnership to outline mentor expectations, especially with academic credit being a factor for this session. But if you guys have any questions, please feel free to reach out. And if you have any pictures that you would like included in the mosaic for the partnership from your time as an intern or a mentor, please send them my email and I would love to include them.
Are there any questions for DEA Hat? Okay, thank you, Isabella. Moving on to Director of Executive Outreach, Stacen Suzuki.
Hello, everyone. So I've been hard at work with ASN Retreat the past week and will be up and will be for the upcoming weeks. I sent out the RSVP to the ASN Gov listserv. So if you did not get that, please email me at stacens@unr.edu. Do not email the DEO email. I've been having problems with it getting changed. So just do that stacens@unr.edu for now. And then I'll email it to you so you can RSVP. And that is going to be due on Monday, 26th, so that I can get a headcount for food and everything. If you have a previous commitment that does not allow you to go, please let me know and send proof to me so I may excuse you. But if you are not attending, I will be expecting everyone to expecting you to come to Makeup Retreat that is still TBD, and I'll send out more details after the regular retreat. We are going to tentatively. But most likely be starting on Friday at 8 a.m. For check-in and then end Sunday at around 1:30 p.m. I have been working on a budget for Polo, so hopefully that gets passed tomorrow so I can order it ASAP. And I've been doing one-on-ones with all department heads to figure out presentations for retreat as well. So if you have any questions about retreat or anything like that, please don't hesitate to ask. Thank you.
Hey, are there any questions for DEO Suzuki? Okay, thank you, Stacen. Also, would you be able to put that email in the chat just in case anyone needs it? Okay, moving on to Director of Clubs and Organizations, Yahit Lopez.
Hello, everyone. During these past few days, I'm still looking for 3 club commissioners. So those who have applied, I will be scheduling interviews in the weeks to come as my nominees are getting sworn in. During the next 2 weeks, we are slowly going to be reaching out to the clubs within their specified coalitions. I am also starting to work on club renewal, trying to get those clubs to an active status. And lastly, I've been catching up on emails just because I've been flooded with them. Any questions?
Are there any questions for Director Lopez? Okay, thank you, Yahit. We'll move into Director of Government Affairs, Dawson Deal.
Hello, everybody. Quick update for you guys. Super excited to have the nomination of my assistant director here, which we'll be covering shortly. We are finishing up some interviews for the department, but we will be hopefully fully staffed by the end of the next Senate meeting. As far as updates on legislation happening at the legislature, only one update is the previous director and I are working on an email campaign to advocate for support for AB 332, which is the student loan borrower's bill of rights. So if any of you guys are interested in participating in that email campaign, we have a template, everything that you need to say and a list of emails that it needs to go to. We're trying to get that sent out today or tomorrow. I already sent it in my emails today. It's super easy. I just kind of add a little bit of a personal touch. This legislation is really important to ensure that people who do take out student loans don't kind of fall into the trap that a lot of us do. So overall, it's just a protection bill, which is really needed as the federal pause on student loan payments will be ending next month. So this is a very timely matter as well. Boris also brought it up, but of course, we're taking a look at the COLAs that are happening at the state legislature and how they're talking about funding those, because those may or may not have an impact on student fees and staffing in the upcoming biennium. I am in contact with Michael Flores about a strategy for that, and we'll be communicating any opportunities for public comment or any additional engagement opportunities like meeting with legislators that you guys will get to be a part of if you choose. That's it for business. I will share a fun fact for you guys. If you guys didn't know, the Nevada State Legislature does have 2 branches, the Assembly and the Senate, so a little bit different than our federal government, with 42 members in the Assembly and 23 in the Senate. With 63 total seats, the Nevada State Legislature is actually the 3rd smallest 2-branch state legislature in the United States. So we're a pretty small one, but that means it's closer to the people, right? If anyone has any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Are there any questions for Director Deal? Okay, thank you, Dawson. Moving on to the Director of Campus Wellness, Harely Guerrero.
Hello, everyone. This week, I met with the Director of Executive Outreach, and we talked about presentation ideas for retreat, and I began finalizing the timeline for my department. Also, the quarterly nighttime walk will be taking place June 1st. If any of you guys are interested in attending, it will begin at 8:15 p.m. on the north side of the Student Health Center.
Are there any questions for Director Guerrero? Okay, thank you. Moving on to Attorney General James Greco.
Alrighty. Hello, Senators. I hope you're all doing well and have had a good start to your summer. As of the last week, I don't have too much, but out of transparency, I wanted to let everyone know I had to cancel a meeting last week due to some agenda posting issues, and I urge any senators who have trouble with agendizing or posting to reach out to me. I'm always here to help. Other than that, I do have a small request from everyone. For people who post agendas, of course, if you could CC me in the emails you send to the secretary for the physical postings, that would be great. It's not in the SAS, it's not a law. You don't have to do it, but it would just be like nice for me to ensure when agendas are posted and make sure they're timely. Other than that, that's really it.
Okay, so with posting agendas like physically, last year what we had done is the chairs would like send pictures to the Senate secretary. So Ali, if you're okay with having like chairs and whatnot send you an email with all the pictures.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine with me.
So yeah, hopefully all the chairs are in here and we can move towards doing that. And that'll be more so next semester because not many committees are meeting right now. Okay, are there any questions for Attorney General Greco? Perfect. We're going to move into agenda item 8, report of Senate committees. Are there any committee chairs that would like to give a report at this time? I know Budget and Finance has been meeting frequently. So does the Chair of Budget and Finance want to give a quick update on some of the meetings that you guys have been having? Okay, cool. We'll move into agenda item 10, motions to fast track appointments. I am now requesting a motion to fast track agenda items 10A through 6 through unanimous consent. I don't know how I always miss people. Yeah, okay. I made myself a checklist too this time. Okay, we'll start with Arthur James, AJ for Director of IDEA. I literally made myself a checklist. We'll make a better checklist for next week. AJ, are you in the...
Yeah, I'm here. Hopefully everyone's having a great start of their summer. I finished all my interviews and one of the nominees for my assistant director spot is here. So I hope she does well. I hope you all give her love and support. Also did finish my interviews for my three commissioners. I started learning more about the North Nevada Pride Parade and talk to Sandy about the history about it. So I'm really excited to start playing for that. And yeah, that's it for me.
And then we'll move on to a report from the Director of Sustainability.
Hello, everyone. This week, I was added to an ad hoc sustainability planning committee with the purpose of reestablishing the UNR Sustainability Committee. We'll be working on that over the summer and in the fall. I'm also working with UNR at Lake Tahoe on some more sustainability related issues, and we'll have more information about that at retreat, hopefully, in next Senate meeting. Other than that, not much. I'm still looking to fill my AD spot, so if you know anyone, please have them reach out to me at my sustainability email. Other than that, I'll be happy to answer any questions you guys have.
Okay, are there any questions for Matthew? Perfect. Okay, now we're going to move into motions to fast track appointments. So I'm requesting a motion to fast track agenda items 10A1 through 6 through unanimous consent. If there is someone in the public viewing gallery that wants to make the motion, Ledge Clerk Haban, if you could tell me.
I move to fast track appointments under agenda items 10A1 through 6.
Through unanimous
consent.
Thank you, Senator Kuhl. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any dissent to that motion? Seeing none, those items will be fast-tracked. We're going to move into agenda item 11, approval of appointments of senators and ASUN officials. All nominations will have 5 minutes to give a presentation. Following that, we will move into a 5-minute period of questions and answers and conclude with 3 minutes of discussions. And we'll begin with our first nominee, Malcolm Feast. At this time, I'm requesting a motion to approve the nomination of Malcolm Feast to the office of Assistant Director of Budget and SEAB for the Department of Clubs and Organizations. Is there a senator that would like to make that motion? And the motion is, I move to nominate Malcolm Feast to the office of Assistant Director of Budget and SEAB for the Department of Clubs and Organizations. Would a senator like to make that motion?
I move to nominate Malcolm Feast to the office of Assistant Director of Budget, and SEAB for the Department of Clubs and Organization.
Thank you, Senator Kuhl. Is there a second?
Fiza.
Yes.
I think you have last week's agenda.
Well, no, because this week is. Oh, I have Malcolm going first. So it's a little moved. Yeah, Malcolm has a time restraint.
I understand.
Am I good? Okay. So is there a second for that?
Second.
Thank you. Okay, nominee Feast, begin your presentation when you're ready. And I made you co-host, so let me know if you're able to share your screen.
Yeah, I'm able to. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And everyone see my screen well?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Hello, everybody. My name is Malcolm Feast, or Fest, and I am running for the Assistant Director of Budget and SEAB for the Department of Clubs and Organizations. So a little about me. I'm going to my third year at UNR. I'm a public health major, music enjoyer. I served as the Campus Life Commissioner in ASUN for the 90th session for the past year. And I've held a variety of jobs during my time at UNR, including lifeguard, gym attendant / building staff, desk attendant, and intern. So going over my experience in ASUN for the past year, like I said, I've been the Campus Life Commissioner in the Department of Clubs and Organizations. I worked with the commission to fund, renew, and inform clubs on campus, planned for and approved budgets for events like fall and spring club fairs, ILEAD and ISERV. With those on the committees, we talked about budgeting and logistics, stuff like that. I helped the previous Assistant Director of Budget in SEAB with projects related to funding and Central Station. I've been shadowing and worked under the previous Assistant Director recently in the past few months. And then I've taught and worked with two different interns on what it means to be a commissioner and be a part of the clubs and organizations, where we practice weekly tasks and overall bigger projects. So some experience, non-ASUN related, in the Business Student Council here at UNR, I served as the membership and social chair for the past two semesters. Participating on the Executive Council, I was able to gain leadership experience and learn more about what it is to be a leader overall. I learned many leadership and real life skills that may assist me during my time as assistant director. Alpha Phi Omega Service Fraternity, I served as the vice president of my new member line. I occasionally ran the weekly meetings. I planned and allocated the budget for fundraising and dues, assisted with the rest of the line as well. And then I kept records of notes during meetings. And then some other experiences I've had. Like I said, student desk attendant, head lifeguard. I'm involved with other organizations on campus, and this past semester, I received or I enacted 20 plus service hours. So a little bit about my vision and mission. So every club leader at UNR will have the knowledge and ability to request and receive funding for their club success. I just really think this one's a big, important thing to have in clubs and orgs at UNR. Each event ran by the Department of Clubs and Orgs will be adequately funded, and resources will be spread efficiently so that clubs can gain better outreach and overall have a great experience at UNR. So that's just a little about my vision for what I will be doing as assistant director. And then my mission to allocate resources and plan ahead so that the Department of Clubs and Orgs is able to track and manage the funds allocated for clubs and club-related events so that we can run it smoothly and efficiently. And then work with Central Station and assist with projects and tasks to improve the quality and efficiency of budgeting and tracking within the organization in order to properly host and spend for events that work to improve the overall experience of clubs and orgs at UNR. So my clubs and orgs goals, I want to do new commission workshops with the new commissioners during the summer to get them all used to information and funding rules before it begins. Summer mock funding hearings for the commissioners again, so that they can get more comfortable with reviewing apps and motions. Funding workshops early both semesters, and then a few more during the later during the semester, just so that new club leaders are able to gain the information they need to properly run it. And then Central Station, I want to develop an Excel sheet or some other type of program to track funding more efficiently and to keep allocated funds up to date. I just want to make the process smoother and take out any unnecessary clutter in the club funding process, if any. And then personal goals, get acquainted with Central Station, ASUN, and the new commission as soon as possible so that we can get a communicative and comfortable environment. Gain experience as a leader. I want to continue to learn from everyone in Clubs Norix and ASUN. And then I want to document tips and tricks of Clubs Norix and create an assistant director legacy document or add to one if there's already an ongoing project from the previous assistant director. So yeah, those are just some of my personal goals that I want to complete. And then a little timeline. So over the summer, I want to do those mock funding hearings, funding workshops with the commissioners, get acquainted with the commission and formulate a general budget allocation with the director and any other necessary parties. The fall semester, I want to do funding workshops for the club leaders, work with Central Station on funding tracking and get more acquainted with Central Station. I also want to host some workshops later in the semester and document tips and tricks. And then pretty similar with spring funding workshops, continue to work with Central Station on funding and then host more workshops through the semester, reach out to commissioners and ask if they'd be willing to hold more funding workshops with their coalition and then continue to document tips and tricks all semester. So yeah, that's my presentation. Thank you all for listening and yeah.
Perfect. Thank you, Malcolm. And how do you pronounce your last name?
It's Fest.
Fest. Okay. At this time, the floor is open to any senators who would like to ask the nominee a question. So are there any questions for nominee Fest? Okay, I don't see any on the Zoom. Nathan, are there any? Go ahead, Senator Martin.
Okay, he's got it down to zero. Okay. I just wanted to ask Malcolm, I know that the clubs and organizations on this campus are allocated quite a bit of money and they end up having quite a bit left over at the end mm-hmm. of the semester or the fiscal school year. Right. And I was wondering how you touched that you wanted to reallocate. How do you what are your plans to reallocate? How are you going to use the money if what I'm saying makes sense?
Yeah. Well, essentially, I would just over the summer be meeting with Yahit and any other necessary parties, like I said, to go over what Yahit had in mind for the general budget and then just working to allocate it so that we make use of the large budget that that is made available to us and just making sure that we use as much as possible and efficiently. And yeah, that's all I can really say at this time without planning ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Are there any other questions for the nominee? Okay. Seeing no more questions, we will now move into a period of debate. Nominee Feast, it is customary for you to lead the meeting at this time, but per Nevada open meeting law, you are not required to. Are you okay with being placed into a waiting room?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Nathan, let me know when he's in the waiting room. Okay. Okay, we're now going to move into a period of debate. Is there any debate on the nominee? Senator Martin.
Okay, while Diana's going up there, sorry, it's on echo in here, and then when they lower it, I can't hear myself speak, so I don't know if you're hearing me, but
we can hear you good.
I'd just like to say I was really impressed by his presentation overall, as in he has a lot of background within this type of student government. He has that campus life commissioner. He's part of a service fraternity. He's was part of his business student council. I thought that's all good, and he'd be great running this. I was a little concerned on how vague he was of what he wanted to do. He didn't exactly give me an answer. Maybe I didn't hear it because we're having some technical difficulties in here, but I didn't exactly hear how he was going to reallocate the money, which is my biggest concern in that department, because we're spending a lot of money, or it's kind of just going to the next year.
Okay, thank you, Senator Martin. Ledge Clerk Haban, it's just put them in the waiting room, right? It says that he's back in the Zoom. Let's see. Okay, I think it's good now. Senator Landazuri, did you want to speak? Go ahead.
As Tori pointed out a few seconds ago, the Department of Clubs and Orgs had about 60 grand left over. So I'm very excited that Malcolm is working with Yahid on his goals to use all the budget that we do give them, because they do have quite a bit left over. I would encourage them to spend, or encourage clubs to spend money more responsibly. Like, even though we have, I think, around more than 200 grand to give out, I know a big goal for us is for all of them to use it, but to make sure that they're using it responsibly, and we're not just sort of giving like blank checks. And as well, I would like to point out that I think I have worked with Malcolm and I believe Charles Dunn before, because I took a presidency role in a club at one point that was like in the middle of the year, and I think they took the time out of their day to give a funding hearing tutorial, which is something that they didn't have to do, but I was very glad that they did, because it showed me what to do, and it just shows like what type of professionals that they are, that they're willing to go above and beyond to help people out. So I am very excited that this person is interested in ASUN and wants to join ASUN. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Landazuri. Are there any other senators that would like to comment on the nominee? Okay, seeing that there is no more discussion, we will now move into a vote to approve the nomination of Malcolm Fest to the Office of Assistant Director of Budget and SEAB for the Department of Clubs and Organizations. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any abstentions say oi?
Aye.
Or any abstentions say, yeah, any opposed say nay. With that, the motion passes. Would someone please invite the nominee back into the room? Here, let me see if I can. Malcolm, are you back in? Yes, I think they're back in.
Hello.
Yep, okay, and then Brayden, will you be doing their oath? That we swear in assistant directors as well?
Yeah. All right, Malcolm, go ahead and raise your right hand. I state your name.
I, Malcolm Fest.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental preservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Sorry I didn't have my camera on earlier. I had my presentation up and I didn't realize it wasn't on, but thank you, everyone.
Very good. Congratulations, Assistant Director Fest. Okay, we're going to move into our next nominee. At this time, I am requesting a motion to approve the nomination of Liesl Kemmelmeyer to the Office of Assistant Director for the Department of Government Affairs.
What was the name again?
It's Liesl Kemmelmeyer.
I move to approve Liesl Kemmelmeyer for the position of Government Affairs.
It's so to the Office of Assistant Director for the Department of Government Affairs.
To the Office of Assistant Director of Government Affairs.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Okay, nominee Kemmelmeyer, begin your presentation when you're ready.
Awesome. Okay, let me share my screen real quick. This one. Start. There we go. Okay, well, thank you guys. I hope you guys' first full week of summer is going good and everything. As was just stated, I'm the nominee for the AD position in Gov Affairs, and my name is Liesl. A little bit about me. I am a rising junior. I'm studying international affairs and political science. I am originally from Reno. I have three minors. I am studying social research methods and applied statistics, Holocaust, genocide, and peace studies, and political communication and advocacy. So campus involvement, I like to stay busy. So first and foremost, I spend a lot of my time volunteering in Nevada State Ambassadors, AMBIs. Service hours range from like 5 to 10 hours a week. We're the people who give schools, like school tours, Nevada Bounds. In there, I'm the co-chair of leadership development. We have about 80 to 90 members. I create professional development curriculums and events for our organization. In Blue Key, I was recently nominated to be vice president. So I oversee basically the recruitment of our organization, marketing, and I help support some of our executive chairs. In the Department of Political Science, I also recently started as a undergrad research assistant. I work in Dr. Cobelli's lab. We do a lot of like policy mapping in the Colorado River Basin. It's been a pretty popular topic in the news recently. I was formerly the co-director of elections and democratic education. So I have a lot of experience in just the administrative side of things, logistical, and also just promoting civic engagement. Currently over summer right now, I'm working in Canada Hall, and I also work at the Welcome Center. I also play in the symphony here on campus, and I'm in the studio for that as well. So some of my department goals. So one of those is promoting student engagement. I want to see our event turnout really increase. I want to make sure that we're assessing student interests and properly representing that in our programming especially, and that we're really developing targeted outreach and marketing, moving to fostering department community and learning, just within the community and with our new mentees in the partnership program too. I just want to make sure we're prioritizing integration and like leadership principles, making sure that everyone feels fulfilled, not too overworked, not too underworked. That we're making really engaging learning formats in that too, and that we're really connecting mentees with campus resources, making them feel supported. I want to promote interdepartmental collaboration. So I think with our partnership program too, working, for example, with Director Hatt, I want to see marketing for that be really big. I really want to work to close the gap between the students and the association. And lastly, driving equity. I want to make sure that we're supporting our historically marginalized communities, that we're making accessible resources, and that we're also broadening our policy focus and outreach in that as well. So moving on to programming and marketing, and increasing our in-person outreach. I want to see more tabling. I want to see us out at Nevada Fit, all the Nevada Fits. I want to see us presenting at like PSC 100, 101 classes, and I want to do more to incentivize participation as well. I want to make more engaging formats. I want to see what other campuses are doing. How do they promote civic engagement in really cool, fun ways? With our policy research and analysis, I want to be conducting campus surveys. We've already been doing a little bit of that, sending out relevant policy briefs and experimenting with more like social media formats that are more engaging. And I want to really update our legislative tracker. It is very out of date right now, and I think there is a lot of work that could be done there. Civic engagement, again, focusing on voter registration, but also making it known to the student body that civic engagement does not start and end at the polls. Really educating them on other ways that they can really involve themselves in the political process and creating guides for the student body. For the partnership program, again, prioritizing integration, communication, making sure that the expectations are clear, that there's substantive learning objectives for each partnership, that there's a mentee guide, and that we're allowing mentees to educate one another and adding a community service component as well. And yeah, so that's everything that I have. I know I spoke a little fast. So I'm happy to hear all of you guys' questions. Thank you.
Thank you, nominee Kemmelmeyer. At this time, the floor is open to any senators that would like to ask a question. Senator Mirth.
Hello. So you have a really busy schedule. How do you plan to balance everything out if you do get the position?
Yeah, so a lot of those roles that you see are volunteer. They are also ending during summer, so I'm exiting a lot of those positions come right now and moving into May a lot. I've always been a busy person. I've always been the person who's taken a lot of credits, works 20, 25 hours a week, and it's never stopped me. I love prioritizing what's important to me, and to me, government affairs is number one.
Senator Martin.
Okay. I just had a few. I loved the presentation. It was great layout, and I loved the background and all the student government. And you really seem to know what you're doing. I do have a question. When it comes to the driving equity, like equality between the marginalized groups, I'm wondering how you think you're going to do that, and follow up on it, just so I'm not wasting everyone's time through Zoom. Also, you said, I'm looking at a slide that says the civic engagement, creating guides for the student body. What does that entail?
Yeah.
And if we could all wait like a few minutes or like a few seconds after I pause, because there's a kind of barrier between us here.
Okay, thank you, Senator Martin, for those questions. First and foremost, I think that's more collaboration. I think that's recognizing when other voices need to be uplifted, when your identity doesn't necessarily, you're not able to provide that perspective. I wanna work closely with IDEA, not only the Department of IDEA, but the Senate committee on that, really promote collaboration. This kind of moves into promoting guides. So a lot of other campuses, when I was doing research for this position, I looked at a lot of UCs, especially UC Berkeley, and how they promote student engagement within their own kind of Department of Government Affairs. What they do a lot is instead of just hosting these events where people come by for an hour, they have guides for the student body. How do you contact your representatives? How do you give public comment? Kind of overviews of the relevant local bodies. So that's something that's really important to me. But yeah, I hope I answered that to your liking.
Okay, perfect. Are there any other questions for nominee Kemmelmeyer? Okay, we will now move into a period of debate. Nominee Kemmelmeyer, it is customary for you to leave the meeting at this time, but per Nevada open meeting law, you are not required to. Are you okay with me placing you into a waiting room?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, is there any discussion on the nominee? Senator Mirth?
Yeah, I just want to say clearly she's really qualified for this position, and she had a really organized list of all the things she wants to accomplish, and her answers were really detailed.
Senator Martin?
I'll just echo what Michaela just said. She seems immensely qualified, and she answered my question fantastically. I'd love to see that. And she like put right on the spot with a vague question, and she had an idea, and she had already talked to a committee about it. I encourage everyone to vote yes, and it would be a smart choice having this girl on AD Government Affairs.
Senator Meisberger?
Yeah, I just continue to echo what everyone's saying. We've all kind of already had a chance to work with this person just because she was our, during our Senate, I don't know why I'm blanking right now, but we already worked with her. She was a great person to be around and definitely very helpful answering questions. So I think she'd be a great fit.
Okay, are there any other comments on the nominee? Seeing that there is no more discussion, we will now move into a vote to approve the nomination of Liesl Kemmelmeyer to the Office of Assistant Director for the Department of Gov Affairs. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, aye. Say nay. Any abstentions, oy. With that, the motion passes.
All right, Lisa, are you ready?
I am.
Go ahead and raise your right hand. I state your name.
I, Liesl Kemmelmeyer.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office of which I am about to enter.
Congratulations, Liesl.
Thank you.
Okay, congratulations, Assistant Director Kemmelmeyer. We're going to move on to our next nominee. At this time, I'm requesting a motion to approve the nomination of Nathan Noble to the Office of Associate Justice for the Judicial Council.
I move to nominate Nathan Noble to the Office of the Associate Justice for the Judicial Council.
Is there a second?
Second.
Perfect. Nominee Noble, begin when you're ready. Yes. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Chief Justice Toible, if you would like to introduce your nominee. Ooh.
Do you mind if I introduce Nathan, Liza?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, Senators. I'm introducing Nathan Noble as the candidate for the position of Associate Justice. Nathan is a dedicated and committed member of the community in Nevada campus. He is exceptionally civically engaged, being a member or an executive board member of the Nevada Young Democrats. He represented Washoe County at the state level. He interned at the Nevada State Legislature and is currently working as a lobbyist for a firm. Alongside this, I personally worked with Nathan in the Senate body last session, where I served as also a College of Liberal Arts Senator, where he was awarded Senator of the Year. Nathan is someone you'll see at every on-campus event and knows everyone. I present the candidate for Associate Justice, Nathan Noble.
Ah, shucks, how do you follow that? Well, anyway, good evening, everybody. Senators, it is my absolute pleasure to be before you in a tiny little box on the Zoom screen. If you'll bear with me for a second, I'm going to pull up my presentation right now. Faiza, can I do that?
Yep, I meet your co-host.
All right. So can y'all see my screen? Give me a thumbs up. I see a thumbs up. All right. Hello, everybody. So a little bit about me. My name is Nathan Noble. You already knew that. I'm a senior double majoring in political science and marketing. I am very proud to be a resident and native to the state of Nevada. Some of my hobbies, I like cooking, climbing. My sport is fencing. I love movies. And actually, an even more fun fact, as of today, I'm an honorary Avenger. So how about that? I'm passionate about a lot of things, about civic engagement, philosophy, law, caffeine, absolutely. And I hope to get to know you a little bit better if you accept me to this position. So let's get right into it. My credentials. I served as a College of Liberal Arts Senator for two sessions. I was very proud to do so. I served as the chair of the award-winning Committee on Budget and Finance during the 90th session. Huge congrats to Chair Landazuri on picking up the mantle. She's doing a great job. Additionally, I've studied political science for about 3 years now, so I kind of know my way around the discipline. I also kind of buzz around government and lawyers and the legal profession. Also, I'm just a nerd who really enjoys reading legal texts. So, you know, feel free to judge me on that one. Also, I see that exactly four of you have examined my professional resume, but it is in the box. And if you'd like to do so, you are free to. So go for it. I'm very proud of that one. I haven't added Honorary Avenger to it yet, but I'm working on it. So some of my goals, I would like to increase visibility of the judicial branch. If I were to wager, I would say not many of you know exactly what the judicial branch specifically does or who the justices specifically are. This is a problem, and I hope to be a part of the solution. Under the leadership of Chief Justice Toybell, I want to make sure everyone knows who we are, what we do, and that we're here to help. I also want to do this by fostering transparency and really a sense of camaraderie with everyone, while also being impartial, promoting civility, equity, and justice in our association. And also, I'm down to do the work. I'm a workhorse. I do what I need to do. I show up, and I think even my most unfavorable critics will agree on that front. So yeah, that's what I'd like to do with this position. I look forward to serving with all of you, and I welcome any questions you may have.
Thank you, nominee Noble. At this time, the floor is open to any senators that would like to ask the nominee a question.
None?
Wow.
Last call for questions for the nominee. Okay, seeing that there are no questions, we will move into a period of discussion. Nominee Noble, it is customary for you to leave the meeting at this time, but per Nevada Open Meeting Law, you are not required to.
You know, Faiza, I'm comfortable. I think I'm going to stay.
Okay, sounds good. Is there any discussion on the nominee at this time? Senator Martin?
All right. Well, you might notice that Mr. Question didn't ask any questions for former Senator Noble, and that was for good reason, because he knows what he's doing. He has a background in it. If out of every single person at this whole university, Nathan would be the first person I'd pick for almost any position in ASUN. So I completely, outstandingly, favorably recommend that you vote yes on appointing Nathan Noble to Associate Justice.
Okay, Senator Kuhl?
I think those previous statements fit Noble perfectly. I worked really closely with him during the previous session of ASUN, and truly, I have nothing more to add. I think no matter what role Noble decides he wants to fill, he will make it his priority to be the best person at that position, hands down.
Senator Landazuri?
Okay, as the current... as the current chair of the Committee of Budget and Finance, I've been listening to the audio minutes that Nathan has prepared year-round, and I think he's just phenomenal. I really look up to him and like how he organized the meetings. I've talked to Sandy, and she has like nothing but good things to say about how these meetings were conducted. And if you're in the committee now, you know how much I wouldn't say copy, but I do. Like the way that you ran the meetings was very great, and it's something that I'm carrying with me into this year's session. So I as well highly recommend that Nathan Noble get appointed today.
Okay, are there any other comments on the nominee? Seeing that there is no more discussion, we will now move into a vote to approve the nomination of Nathan Noble to the Office of Associate Justice for the Judicial Council. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, say nay. Any abstentions, oy. And with that, the motion passes.
This way we don't have to deal with the audio. All right, yeah. Go ahead and raise your right hand, Nathan. I state your name.
I, Nathan Alexander Noble.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will administer justice without respect to persons.
That I will administer justice without respect to persons.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
Discharge and perform all of the duties incumbent upon me.
Discharge and perform all of the duties incumbent upon me.
As under the Constitution and laws of the Associated Students.
As under the Constitution and laws of the Associated Students.
Congratulations, Nathan.
Okay. Okay, congratulations, Nathan. I'm excited to continue working with you. Okay, we're going to move into our next nominee. At this time, I'm requesting a motion to approve the nomination of Alexia Walk to the Office of Assistant Director for the Department of IDEA.
I move to approve the nomination of Alexia Walk to the Office of Assistant Director for the Department of IDEA through unanimous consent.
Not through unanimous consent.
Not through unanimous consent.
If you can make the motion again, but don't add the unanimous consent.
Sure, yeah. I move to approve the nomination of Alexia Walk to the Office of Assistant Director for the Department of IDEA.
Okay, thank you. Parliamentarian. Awesome. Nominee Walk, begin your presentation when you're ready.
Okay, can you see? Uh-oh, how do I present it?
We can see. If you go up on the top where it says slideshow.
Okay. Hello, everyone. I'm Alexia Walk, and I'm the nominee for Assistant Director of IDEA. Okay. So you might be questioning, who is this redheaded girl in front of me? So like I said, I'm Alexia. I go by she, her. I also go by Lex or Asha, depending on who you are. I'm a pre-nursing and public health major going into my third year, and I'm a first-generation student. My academic goal is to be accepted into Orbis School of Nursing this semester, and I'm also half Korean, half Mexican, so I thought it was vital to also include some of my favorite artists that represent that, and that being BTS and Kali Uchis. I also just truly cherish the relationships in my life, and I hopefully being in this position, I get to learn a lot about you guys and just be able to create relationships with you. So why me? Why should I be Assistant Director of IDEA? I'm going into my second year being an LLCRA. I'm extremely creative. I have 4 years of interior design under my belt, as well as 3 years of graphic design. I truly just want to implement change into organizations that I feel could be improved, whether that's by a small change or a big one. And I have a lot of history in public relations and marketing. And I also have a lot of experience in customer service. This is my third year being a student desk attendant. And I have 3 years of customer service in retail under my belt as well. And I feel like that is a vital thing in this position that could really help me. I also truly believe that people should be able to express themselves wholeheartedly. As you can see, I have bright red hair. I have piercings. I have tattoos. I truly just want to make a comfortable and safe space for people like me who don't feel they can fit in. I want to make that space for them. I'm a constant learner. I cherish hands-on experience, and I really just want to make a difference and help people. That's why I'm going into nursing, and that's why I want to be Assistant Director of IDEA. So my duties taken from the SAS that I hope to fulfill would be logistics, to assist, to run the partnership, and to help lead. I plan to do this by creating programs, doing research, implementing new policies, and to plan and implement all department events and initiatives. And with our partnership, I truly just want to educate our interns and by making them multicultural aware, creating student activism and helping them plan events. I want them to leave this internship being able to fulfill different student leadership roles. And I also really want to help my director. I've worked with him in the past and I truly enjoy it. And I just want to make a legacy for IDEA. So for our partnership, my goals would be to give them resources, hands-on experience, and create programs. I want to provide our partners with guest speakers and presentations every week in order to give them a good understanding of the department and be able to network and create mentors. I also want to connect with other clubs and projects to gain more experience and, again, expand their skill set. I truly just want them to leave as a well-rounded individual that has the confidence to be able to pursue any job or other internship that they may. Also with programming, I want to give our partners the opportunity to help plan and host events and programs. So some projects that I have had in mind for our partnership would be to learn about the SAS and create new things that they personally want to see in this upcoming year. I also want to, like I said, create programs and hopefully create these annually so that our campus is excited to see them every year. I want to assign them monthly holidays that they can learn about and create new ways to celebrate them, not only on campus, but within our community. And I hopefully want to collaborate with our director and our commissioners as well. So for our department goals, I want to market, I want to program, I want to collab, and I want to expand. I want to be able to create more interactive posts, such as playlists or polls, to hear from our community and what they want to see. Like I said, I really want to create annual events to create a legacy and be able to build a safe space for our different communities on campus. And I want to connect with other clubs and organizations to get their perspective and what they want to see changed. And again, expand. We are like 6 or 7 years running, so we still have a lot we could do with our department. And I want to create more positions in our department as well in order to get more students aware and be able to use this as a resource. Yeah, thank you so much. Questions?
Thank you, Nominee Walk. Are there any questions for the nominee? Senator Martin?
Sorry, I didn't hear you say I could speak. I just had a few questions for you. I was wondering how, and I know you kind of went over this as you were going to reach out to clubs, but how were you feeling that you would contact all the marginalized groups on our campus? I know that that is basically the whole point of IDEAS, to get their voice up and heard. What's your experience maybe in contacting these marginalized groups, and how do you want to go about getting them? Because I know not all of them have a club. I'll just say that one question.
Great question. I definitely want to work with my director as well, because we're being both RAs. I feel like we work with a lot of different groups that aren't in clubs. We see a lot of just different people on campus. So I think just first one, connecting with clubs, and then going out and finding people that are open to discussing what they want to see and how they want to be heard on our campus and be represented.
Senator Landazuri.
Hi, I'm just curious, what positions are you interested in creating in the Department of IDEA?
That's a great question. I'm not 100% like set on just one position just yet. I really want to see what our interns can bring and try to make a position for them that I think would best fit them and just be able to help our department as well as they can.
Okay, perfect. Are there any other questions for the nominee? Senator, there's two Rachels. Is Perez Alvarez?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I know you talked a little bit about programming that you would like to do to help bring awareness and exposure. Did you have any programs in mind already?
I don't have exact ones. Currently, we're working on our Pride Festival. So that is would be our current program that we're heading towards. But as of right now, I'm just researching programs that I think would benefit our campus.
Okay, there's a time delay for the people that are in person. So we'll try and give a few seconds before people start speaking. And hopefully that solves it. Okay, are there any other questions for the nominee? Okay, we will now move into a period of debate, nominee walk. It is customary for you to leave the meeting at this time, but per Nevada open meeting law, you are not required to. Are you okay with me putting you in the waiting room?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, is there any discussion? Senator Martin?
I just thought she seems like she would be great and fits right in. She's close with Trace. She has a great outline. She's been around this. I liked her comment that she was an RA, and that, you know, you can see just about everyone. You're going to get a nice demographic of a handful of everyone on this campus. And I thought, you know, that's pretty good. She's not afraid to get out there and contact those minority groups and bring their voice to our table so we can help spread their voice further. I'll vote yes on her.
Thank you, Senator Martin. Are there any other comments on the nominee? Okay, seeing that there is no more discussion, we will now move into a vote to approve the nomination of Alexia Walk to the Office of Assistant Director for the Department of IDEA. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, say nay. And any abstentions, oy. With that, the motion passes.
All right, Alexia, go ahead and raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Alexia Wolk.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Union Students.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well or faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations, Assistant Director Walk. We're going to move into our next nominee. At this time, I'm requesting a motion to approve the nomination of Brianna Rizza to the Office of Assistant Director of Club Renewal and Interns for the Department of Clubs and Organizations. Is there a senator that would like to make that motion? Thank you, Senator Perez Alvarez.
I motion to approve the nomination of Brianna Rizza to the Office of Assistant Director of Club Renewal and Interns for the Department of Clubs and Organizations.
Perfect. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, nominee Rizza, begin your presentation when you're ready.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Perfect. Can you guys see everything? Perfect. Okay. Hi. So my name is Brianna Rizzo, and I am the AD Renewal and Intern nominee for the Department of Clubs and Organizations. So about me, my name is Brianna Rizzo. I'm a senior majoring in criminal justice and minoring in sociology. I'm currently a server at Squeeze In. I love thrifting and just clothes in general. And I love reading and watching movies just with my roommates. About my qualifications, I was in leadership since high school. I've held leadership positions all throughout my 4 years of high school. I have also been involved in ASUN for 2 years. I was a programming intern, and this past year I served as Multicultural and Diversity Club Commissioner. I'm also involved on and off campus. I am Secretary for Criminal Justice Club on campus. I'm also involved in Nevada Fit. I am involved in Big Brothers Big Sisters nonprofit, where I am also a mentor, and I also am a witness for an attorney here in Reno. I definitely messed that up. Sorry, one second.
You're good. Take your time.
Sorry, one second. I don't know why. Sorry, I'm getting the backup. Sorry, my internet's a little slow right now.
Oh, you're all good. Don't worry about it.
Okay. All right. Perfect. All right. Getting back on track. Let's see if it looks like it's loading right now. Okay. So some of my goals for this year, my first goal is fostering the mentor-mentee relationship. I plan to do this by planning intern and commissioner bondings and allowing my interns to meet all commissioners before pairing and having a real party for the pairing. I feel like these relationships are obviously one of the most important throughout the internship process. And I definitely want to make sure that I'm pairing the mentee with someone who's going to be able to just help them grow in the department and help them like learn the most they can. My second goal would be to building department relationships. Clubs and orgs is just one small part of ASUN, and I want to allow my interns to hear from other departments, and hopefully collaboration will build strong interdepartmental relationships. Some other goals, I want to build confident and more involved interns. I want to definitely allow them to be more hands-on with our funding hearing process throughout the semester, planning intern dates so that the interns themselves can get to know each other better. And they definitely, after talking to just the previous interns that we've had, they just want to definitely plan more events and they want to feel like their ideas are heard, not that they're just kind of there. I think that's something I really want to focus on, just making sure that our interns are confident, because eventually our goal is to obviously have them join our organization or join other departments. And I feel like just preparing them is the best thing that I could be doing. With my goal number four, I want to organize renewal process efficiently. I plan to do this by providing quick responses to clubs. And thanks to the previous AD, we're actually on track for an easy and on time renewal process. So I definitely am interested and looking forward to learning more about how the renewal process will be working this year compared to how it worked last year. And my last goal that I put was holding myself and the department accountable. Accountability is a big goal that we want to focus on this year, and just planning weekly check-ins with commissioners and officers to stay on track, as well as just making sure that my interns are staying on track and that they're just doing everything they need to be doing, but also that they're not overwhelmed. Just making sure that I'm there for them as much as I can be. Thank you, if you guys have any questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the nominee? Okay, last call for questions. Is it Rizzo or Rizza?
Rizzo. Yeah, Rizzo. Thank you so much.
So any last questions for nominee Rizzo? Senator Martin?
I had to do it. I couldn't help myself. No one was talking. We're here to give our opinion on you, and I'm going to at least have you answer a question. What do you think you can bring to ASUN to this position that no one else can, that you're like, I'm proud to bring this to the position, and it could be anything. I'd just like to hear your response.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great question. I think part of that is something that I've spoken about through all of my interviews with an ASUN, of I had a not so great experience with a mentor when I was an intern my first year. And that's kind of why I didn't join again my sophomore year. And I was convinced by the previous AD of renewal actually to join. And so giving it that chance, I feel like I'm more passionate about creating that strong mentor-mentee relationship, because it is something that affected me truly. And I think definitely just making sure that the mentor and the mentee's like relationship is understood and is a right fit is just a really good part of it. And I feel like that's something that I can make sure that the relationships are a good fit.
Perfect. Are there any other questions for the nominee? Okay, seeing none, we will now move into a period of debate. Nominee Rizzo, it is customary for you to leave the meeting at this time, but per Nevada open meeting law, you are not required to. Are you okay with me placing you in a waiting room?
Yes, that is totally okay with me.
Okay. At this time, we will now move into a general discussion on the nominee. Is there any discussion at this time? Senator Martin?
Well, I was really impressed with all of her leadership experience, and I thought, okay, that's pretty good. And then I asked her that question, and the fact that she is gonna, or that she brought in an experience that she had going through that process, and the fact that she's like, you know what, I'm gonna change that. I thought that's pretty admirable, and I really liked that answer to the question. And she thinks on her feet, and I think she'd be a great assistant director of clubs and organizations.
Okay, thank you, Senator Martin. Are there any other comments on the nominee?
Yeah, I have a comment. I think that, you know, as someone that was a Senate intern last semester, I think that her kind of bringing to light that connection you have as a mentee with your mentor is really important. And I really liked that she highlighted that. I think that throughout all of ASUN, it's really important to have a mentor to kind of show you how things go. And I really appreciate that she's willing to try to improve that situation and make sure that future mentees don't have the same issues that she had.
Thank you, Senator Frobes. Are there any other comments on the nominee? Seeing that there is no more discussion, we will now move into a vote to approve the nomination of Brianna Rizzo to the Office of Assistant Director of Club Renewal and Interns for the Department of Clubs and Organizations. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, say nay. And any abstentions, oy. With that, the motion passes.
All right, Brianna, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead and raise your right hand. I state your name.
I, Brianna Rizzo.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge
the duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office of which I'm about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, congratulations, Assistant Director Rizzo. We're going to move into our final nomination of the night. At this time, I'm requesting a motion to approve the nomination of Om Patel to the Office of Assistant Director of Marketing and Special Projects for the Department of Campus Wellness. Is there a senator that would like to make that motion?
I move to nominate Om Patel to the Office of Marketing and Special Projects for the Department of Campus Wellness.
Thank you, Senator Kuhl. Is there a second?
Second.
Perfect. Nominee Patel, begin when you're ready.
Is the screen visible? Hi, everyone. I'm the nominee for Assistant Director of Marketing and Special Projects for the Department of Campus Wellness. Some of the things I hope to cover tonight is just a brief introduction, as well as my experience, previous projects I've worked on, my goals for the position, and a timeline. So starting with a brief introduction, I'm a third-year student studying microbiology and immunology. Some of my professional endeavors are being an undergraduate research assistant, in a lab on campus, as well as a nursing care aide at Renown Regional Medical Center. And this past session, I served as the Commissioner of Marketing and Outreach for IDEA with Director Trace Wolfgang. Some of my extracurriculars, I'm part of KESM, which is an organization that provides year-long support for kids whose parents have cancer in our community. And we hold a camp for them that's coming up in July. The Heart Initiative, where I volunteer every Sunday. We go to assisted living and dementia care facilities and hold these music sessions with them. I'm also part of Phi Delta Epsilon, which is a pre-medical fraternity on campus. I'm also a biology learning assistant and tutor. Some of the awards and honors I've received, one of them is the Nevada Idea Network of Biomedical Research Excellence Award, the Silver Paw Award, and Trailblazing with Nevada Award, which I received for my work with IDEA last session. And then the experience I hope to bring to this position is my programming and marketing experience. In my role with KESM, I program year-long events, which is two Friends and Family Day events, which have an expected attendance of about 15 to 20, and a five-day summer camp in July, which has an expected attendance of 50. And in terms of marketing, my entire role last session with IDEA was based on advertising monthly campaigns and our collaborative projects by leveraging ASUN's media presence, working with Inkblot. And then these are just some of my previous projects. These are programming schedules, and this is our camp schedule. These are marketing materials. On the left is a poster, and on the right is stickers. I'm sure you guys saw these around campus last semester and the semester before. And moving on to my position goals, I plan to partner with LiveWell, which is a program of the Student Health Center, which promotes the dimensions of wellness, and I'll get back to that in a little bit. Another one of the big projects I hope to work on is advocating to integrate Cerebral, which is a telemedicine-based mental health service, into university counseling services to kind of diversify and expand mental health services offered by UNR. And on that same note, partnering with counseling services to add additional options so we can serve our growing and diverse population. Going back to the dimensions of wellness, I hope to use the dimensions of wellness to develop monthly wellness campaigns that kind of highlight a theme or a certain facet of wellness, and to supplement that with events, resources, collaborations to promote that specific facet of wellness. Also using ASUN's social media presence in collaboration with Inkblot to advertise these events and campaigns. And at the end of all of this, I hope to develop a wellness guide, which is a booklet or a website that's specific to resources at UNR and puts everything that we have to offer in terms of wellness and health in one place, so students aren't overwhelmed by having to look in multiple different areas. And most importantly, supporting the director of campus wellness in their projects, in their vision. Here's a timeline. So this is like the marketing timeline, and I've linked my full portfolio that goes into detail for each of these campaigns, but we just have like a small name and then a theme for that month. Like September is stimulate your senses, stay intellectually curious. And the theme or the highlight for that month is intellectual wellness. I'll break down one of these campaigns in the next few slides. All the other ones resemble them in terms of structure, and you can also explore in my portfolio to find an in-depth overview of each of the campaigns. So starting with September, which is stimulate your senses and stay intellectually curious, the theme is intellectual wellness. During this month, we hope to partner with student media to help to host workshops that allow students to understand how they can produce content and become a bigger part or play a part in producing this content and having that intellectual gaining that intellectual value. Reaching out to the undergraduate research office to organize a speaker event to encourage students to pursue meaningful research projects. Also trying to collaborate with the School of Arts to hold art therapy open studios. And like I mentioned in one of my position goals, just partnering with the Student Health Center and developing resources that students can count on and promoting clubs and their co-curricular value. And then on the marketing side of things, we would have that same name and then a short caption, like I would submit this to Inkblot to develop a graphic that can supplement this. And then we would get these posted all around campus and on Instagram. The three themes I hope to get across in this presentation is that I'm a strong collaborator who's organized and very goal-driven. And I hope my presentation and my experiences show that. That's all I have. I'm happy to take questions now.
Thank you, Nominee Patel. At this time, the floor is open to any senators that have a question. Are there any senators that have a question for the nominee? Okay, seeing that there are no questions, we will now move into a period of debate. Nominee Patel, it is customary for you to leave the meeting at this time. Per Nevada open meeting law, you do not have to. Is it okay if I put you in a waiting room?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, at this time, we will move into a general discussion on the nominee. Is there any discussion at this time? Senator Martin.
Back again, just like a long lost friend. Well, I just thought that his background within ASUN was fantastic to hear about. And he's got a huge medical background. He's all involved with all these outside entities. He's pre-med. He's looking to go to he's fantastic for the position. He knows what he's doing. And did you see those graphics that he created yesterday or earlier in the earlier in the slide? That's fantastic. If he keeps that up, that's great. So I urge everyone to vote aye on nominee Patel.
Okay, Senator Lanzuri. Senator Lanzuri.
I really am excited to see that he has very specific goals of people he wants to work with. He made a whole slide on like people that he already plans on working with. So I'm very happy to see that, but he wants to collaborate with programs that we already have in ASUN, or not programs, sorry, like accounts and departments. So I think that's very exciting for people that are already in that department. They already have things to do. And then I really like that he has a Silver Paw Award, which is something that is really commendable and also a very competitive award to get. So I think we shouldn't like just look over that award. It's very significant, especially to the people that are nominated for it. So I'm excited to see what he does this next session.
Thank you, Senator Lanzuri. Are there any other senators that would like to comment on the nominee? Seeing that there is no more discussion, we will now move into a vote to approve the nomination of Om Patel to the Office of Assistant Director of Marketing and Special Projects for the Department of Campus Wellness. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, say nay. Any abstentions, oy. And with that, the motion passes.
All right, go ahead and raise your right hand. I state your name.
I, Om Patel.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office on which I'm about to enter.
Congratulations, Om.
Okay, congratulations, Assistant Director Patel. Okay, we're now going to move into miscellaneous business. Are there any senators that would like to make a committee change or addition? Legislator Caban. Or is there someone in the public viewing gallery that would like to make a committee change or addition?
I, Emma Thompson, ask unanimous consent to approve, I'm sorry, that's meeting minutes, I'm sorry. I ask unanimous consent to add myself to the Committee of Idea and Government Operations.
Are those two committees, do they have good capacity?
I believe so.
Okay, then is there a second?
Since it was through unanimous consent, I don't think we need a second.
I think that unanimous consent works as motion, second, and then if there's any dissent. But I think all motions require a second, but I might be wrong. Someone wants to correct
me. It requires a second. It doesn't need to be voted on.
Okay, and there we go.
Really quickly, I wanted to say that... No, never mind. I think that's it.
Okay, Allie, while you're here, would you be able to read out the committees that people can join? So I know there are some there.
Academic and Students Affairs has one spot left. Budget and Finance has one spot left. Democratic Civic Engagement has three spots left. Government Operations has, well, now it's one spot. And then IDEA has two spots left.
Okay, thank you, Allie. And then we still need a second for Emma's motion.
Second.
Is there any dissent to that motion, to the second? Okay, seeing none, that passes. Are there any other senators that would like to add or remove themselves from a committee? Okay, we'll move on to senator reports. Are there any senators that would like to give an update on anything that they're working on? Senator Landazuri?
We're hoping to present the budget next Senate meeting. I believe it's going to be the 31st. The budget is pretty much saying the same if you guys have already seen it on Nevada Box, but we are introducing one amendment for the executive board, and we can go more into detail about that next Senate meeting. But we, as a committee, will not be meeting until then. So those are my updates for this week.
Perfect. Thank you, Senator Landazuri. Are there any other senators that would like to give a report? Okay, seeing none, we're going to move into comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? Okay, I had a quick comment. Shout out to Akia for coordinating all of the traveling for retreat. We appreciate it. Senator Martin?
Hi, it's Aaron, or Senator Schaefer. Mm-hmm. Speaker pro tempore Schaefer. I just didn't want to get up to walk to the computer. But I just wanted to put it out there again. I'll be out of town next weekend. Like, I'll be virtually, but not like in person. But I was thinking for the week after, like the Wednesday before retreat, if any senators would love to get together, like before or after Senate, I would love to host at my house for like maybe a quick get together, and like a quick law legislation like hangout. If anybody is like interested, feel free to reach out to me. But when it gets a little bit closer, I'll send out like an official invite, but just wanted to put it on your radars now that the Wednesday before retreat, I would love to like do something for anybody that's like in town or anything. So just look out for that, but hope everybody is enjoying their summer so far.
Awesome. Thank you, Speaker Pro Tempore Schaefer. Are there any last comments and announcements at this time? Okay, we're going to move into public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Akia?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
You can hear me, or do I need to turn up my volume?
I can hear you.
Okay, cool. All right. What's my name? Associate Director Akia Sanders for the record. I just wanted to say, I know I sent out an email to a lot of you about travel to and from. Most of you live in Las Vegas to get back to Reno for the ASUN retreat. Unfortunately, we do have to do a bus because it's so many people and it's very costly. So if you do not want to do that option, please respond to me. Another option is if you carpool or if you drive, ASUN can pay for your mileage. So please reach out and respond to the email that I sent to those individuals that identified themselves as needing assistance. And if you are coming in, I talked to Director Rodriguez. We're probably going to work something out with Res Life and get some rooms for that night, because you'll have to come in the night before. And then we'll start Friday morning. We'll go all the way here, Stason has a bunch of stuff planned from 8 to about 2-ish, 3-ish, and then we'll get on the bus and head to Portola. If you have any questions, just reach out to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Akia. Is there any other public comment at this time? Okay, seeing none, we're going to move into agenda item 20. Or agenda item 21, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 7:06 p.m.